One day, Robin gave Tinker a juicy bone to gnaw. "It's good for your teeth," he said. "And you've been such a good dog lately. I think you really do deserve a bone."
"Meow," said Tabby the cat.
She liked bones too, though she could only scrape them with her rough tongue. She couldn't manage to chew them. Tinker looked at her with the bone in his mouth. He dropped it for a moment and spoke to her.
"You can meow all day if you like," he said. "But you won't get so much as one single sniff at this bone."
"Wherever you bury it, I shall find it," said Tabby.
She was very clever at finding where Tinker buried his bones, and he didn't like it. The majority of the female population doesn't engage in sport, either playing it or watching it. Why is that? The more I thought about it, the more I thought about the contradictions. Most of my female friends don't call themselves sports fans, but they get excited about watching Wimbledon or the World Cup or the Olympics. They might not exercise regularly, but they've probably done a 10K or played badminton or table tennis. They just didn't necessarily like PE or can't remember who won the FA Cup. And the women who are crazy about sport aren't getting an easy time of it because society casually dubs them unfeminine, or rubbish at it, or lesser sports fans than men. So that as women, whether we love sport or loathe it, we're constantly being defined as incompatible with it. Alien, odd, other. He was everything a girl could want. He didn't drink, gamble, or womanise. He knew how to put up shelves. He didn't even mind that Poppy couldn't cook. Staring at her now, Rob said,
"Is this a joke?"
"No."
"Poppy, you can't just cancel a wedding."
"Yes, we can."
"But why would you want to?"
Rob was no longer smiling. His complexion had turned 3 shades paler. His dark eyebrows drew together as he tried to make sense of what was going on.
"This isn't very bloody funny, you know. Come on, tell me what's happened. Why don't you want to get married?"
His body was well muscled, honed to perfection, with regular sport and weight training exercises. Poppy could see that every one of those muscles was in a state of rigidly controlled tension. At least she didn't have to worry that he might hit her. Wife battering wasn't something Rob would ever go in for. Except, Poppy realised belatedly, she wasn't going to be his wife. She was the bitch jilting him practically at the altar. He might not be able to resist giving her a quick slap across the face.
"I said," Rob repeated stonily, "why don't you want to get married?"
"Look, it's not you, it's me," Poppy rushed to explain. "You haven't done anything wrong. This is all my own fault. The thing is, it wouldn't be fair to marry you. Not fair to you or me. Oh, Rob, I know I keep saying sorry, but I am. You see, I don't love you enough."
"Someone else."
The words came out through gritted teeth. Rob's light grey eyes were like ice chips.
"Is this what you're trying to tell me? You've met someone else?"
Modern art, spanning roughly the period from the 1860s to the 1970s, and contemporary art, generally considered to be art produced by still living artists, is not a long-running gag being played by a few insiders on a gullible public. True, there are many works being produced today, the majority even, that will not stand the test of time. But similarly, there will be some which have gone totally unnoticed that will, one day, be acknowledged as masterpieces. The truth is that the exceptional works of art created today and over the last century represent some of man's greatest achievements in the modern era. Only a fool would denigrate the genius of Pablo Picasso, Paul Cézanne, Barbara Hepworth, Vincent van Gogh, and Frida Kahlo. You don't need to be musical to know that Bach could write a tune or that Sinatra could sing one. In my opinion, the best place to start when it comes to appreciating and enjoying modern and contemporary art is not to decide whether it's any good or not, but to understand how it evolved from Leonardo's classicism to today's pickled sharks and unmade beds. As with most seemingly impenetrable subjects, Art is like a game. All you really need to know is the basic rules and regulations for the once baffling to start making some sense. And while conceptual art tends to be seen as the offside rule of modern art, the one that people can't quite get their head around or explain over a cup of coffee, it is surprisingly simple.